It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis of the local site. High school football coming up on Saturday at AM 1240 KFMO. It's the Class 5 state quarterfinal. The Farmick Tonight's host, Kirkwood, will have coverage for you beginning at noon on Saturday with the tailgate show fueled by McDonald's, Gilsteberry Lee pregame show at 1230, and the opening kick at 1 o'clock from Hale Memorial Stadium in Farmington. You can tune in on AM 1240 KFMO, online at KFMOsports.com, or on your mobile device with the KFMO app. We'll also provide live video online as well. Coming up tonight, it's Mac Lady Cardinal basketball as the Mac Lady Cardinals host John A. Logan. We'll have more on that now in our Mac Minute. We start it with the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals on the volleyball side as they are the 14th seed in the national tournament that begins tomorrow morning. First round game, they will play 3-seed Florida Southwestern at 10 a.m. We'll have coverage for you at 9:30. Mac head coach Tim Copeland.
They're going to, you know, work hard, I'm sure. I mean, they've done a good job this year to get themselves where they're at. You know, there's probably, you know, 75, 80 teams out there that like to be in my position. You know, I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure West Plains, I'm sure Johnny Logan, I'm sure the people, you know, at the end, you know, Iowa Western, I'm sure would like to take a 14th seed and be there. So, you know, it's always an exciting, you know, opportunity and a privilege to be able to get there. You don't get there all the time. I mean, this is my 21st year and this is six times being there. So it's not something that happens every year. You got to work hard to get there. So I'm proud of them and they've done a good job.
No matter the outcome on Wednesday, the Lady Cardinals will play Thursday. It is a double elimination tournament, and so they also have a chance to play Friday and Saturday. We'll be traveling to Clarksville, Tennessee tonight for the game tomorrow on AM 1240 KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus at 9:30. Mac women's basketball, the 3-1 Lady Cardinals beat Triton on Saturday. They host John A. Logan tonight at 5, coverage at 4:30 on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus. Then it's a big weekend for the Lady Cardinals, playing number 5, Northwestern Florida State on Friday, and on Saturday, number 4, Gulf Coast State. And Mac men's basketball, the Cardinals up 3 spots, now to number 20 in the nation of the most recent national poll released yesterday. Mac is 5-2. They beat Wabash Valley and Lakeland over the weekend. They'll be on the road at SWIC on Wednesday, then back home to host Olney Central on Saturday. That's your Mac Minute. From the NHL, and the St. Louis Blues are back in action tonight on the road at Toronto against the Maple Leafs. Blues defenseman Justin Falk says now might be a good time for the Blues to embark on a 5-game road trip.
It's our first kind of long road trip of the year, and we'll have that opportunity to kind of maybe flush the mind a little bit and you know, just focus on day-to-day and get the games going. And it's kind of where we're at. We have to. We got to find a way to gel and make something happen, and sometimes it's good to get away and spend some time together.
Center and captain Braden Schenn, does he believe a lack of confidence or effort is a reason for the Blues' poor start this season?
Right now we're not getting results, and you know, obviously confidence is shaken, and at the end of the day we have to find a way to grind through it as a team. And you know, I don't you know, believe at all that we don't come to the rink not to work hard. You know, I just think we're off in a lot of areas, which probably makes us look slower or not as connected as we need to be.
The Blues and Maple Leafs tonight at 6. Coverage starts at 5:30 on B104.3. On the road trip, the Blues play in Toronto, then Philadelphia, and 3 in the New York, New Jersey area against the Islanders, Rangers, and Devils. They'll return home on Black Friday and host the Ottawa Senators. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs are back in action on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts with a noon kickoff. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says sitting with a 5-5 record does not mean the season is over.
We're not quite as negative as the outside world is. We know that we need to clean up and we need to do it. But the guys, they get it. I mean, some of these guys have been through some pretty good seasons, and this isn't like this one's lost.
Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, what approach will the team have to take moving forward after falling 4 games behind the Broncos in the division race?
Obviously, it's going to be tough to get back in the division race, but at the end of the day, all the goal is to get into the playoffs and try to make a run at it. And all you can focus on is next week. We got to learn from this one as much as possible, knowing that we're going to get a great opponent coming into Arrowhead this next week. We're kind of at that point where we got to find a way just to win football games. And Got to keep moving forward. That's what this league's all about.
The Chiefs and Colts on Sunday, coverage at 11 a.m. on KFMO, kickoff at high noon. At NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers take on number 11 Oklahoma Saturday. NCAA men's basketball, Mizzou picked up a win last night over Prairie View, 91-73, using a 20-2 run in the first half to gain some control in the game. Head coach Dennis Gates on what he saw from his team during the spurt.
I saw some stops on the defensive side, first of all, and I saw guys being unselfish. I think our time per possession, meaning individual possession, was minimized, and we were able to find the open man.
The Tigers play Thursday at home against South Dakota and St. Louis University. They play Friday against Fort Wayne. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.